Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Alfred Lambermont Webbers, who is a war crimes lawyer who's joining us now via Skype from Vancouver. Mr. Webber, thanks a lot for joining us. And I wanted to ask you firstly, is Israel correct when it says that this vote is a meaningless mechanical vote?
Well, no. In fact, it is Israel that is losing its credibility under international law, because if we go back, it was Iran and Egypt that first proposed the Middle East nuclear-free zone in 1974. And this is an ongoing treaty effort that is part of 8 nuclear-free zones around the world, and there was to have been on December 15th in Helsinki an ongoing treaty, which is a direct line from the proposal by Iran and Egypt from 1974 forward, to carry forward this effort, and so that the UN vote, 174-6, goes back to 1974. So it's a perfectly logical vote that has a long logistics in it, and that is part of 8 nuclear-free zone treaties worldwide. Israel's response is part of a policy that they adopted that's called studied ambiguity. They call it amimut, studied ambiguity, which means they're trying to fake out the world. But the problem is that they're running up against international law now, and they cannot fake out the world, because the people who voted, there were only 6 votes against this resolution. Israel, the United States, and Canada has gone into the pocket of Israel, and then Micronesia, Palau, and one other state. These are Pacific states that the United States bombed with hydrogen bombs during H-bomb testing. They are states that have been decimated by H-bomb testing. So there's an enormous irony there. And what one can only hope now that the force of international law here, of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, of the IAEA, of the Middle East Nuclear Free Zone, which was first proposed in 1974 by Iran and by Egypt. So we're talking about something that has almost 40 years going forward. That these successive votes by overwhelming majorities, and even the United States behind the scenes, the Obama administration is just coming down very, very hard on the Zionist regime. So we're just hoping to see what's going to happen with the elections on January 22nd.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Alfred Lambermont Webber, war crimes lawyer, speaking to us live from Vancouver. Sir, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.